Security is tight in Beijing's Tiananmen Square tonight, 30 years after the Chinese government moved against its own people, sending in the army to violently suppress pro-democracy protests on the 4th of June 1989. Estimates of those killed range from hundreds to more than 10,000. But within China, the government has blocked access to information about the events of Tiananmen Square, and it's been largely erased from public discussion. Outside China, the 1989 pro-democracy protests captured international attention, as did their brutal end. And 30 years on, they continue to do so. A few seconds after the anniversary began in Beijing, the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo infuriated Chinese diplomats by putting out a statement saluting what he called the heroes of the Chinese people who bravely stood up to demand their rights. In response, the Chinese embassy in Washington said Mike Pompeo's statement, quote, grossly intervenes in China's internal affairs. In Australia, survivors of the massacre are keen to preserve the memory of what happened. Some have been gathering at a demonstration in Sydney's Chinatown and spoke to our reporter, Sarah White.
I'm here to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square massacre. 30 years ago, this time, Chinese government used the troops to crack down the monument by force. I clearly remember so many people around here, just here, right here, shouting, down with the Chinese Communist Party.
Do you still have family living in China?
Yes.
How are they going to commemorate today?
They would just pretend to know nothing about that in China. That's the way for them to stay on. Otherwise, they will get into trouble.
I want to tell the public the truth, because the Chinese government said they didn't shoot. They killed people. About 10 o'clock in Tiananmen, they were shooting to my right leg. And I was sent by the other people, civilians, to the emergency center full of injured people. And on my opposite, were covered with white clothes. Because all people are dead already. Stopped the bleeding for me. Because it's summertime, all these wounded, all the lie on the concrete ground.
How did you explain to your family what had happened?
My family can't find me. 3 days later, they found me.
Tiananmen Square massacre survivor Wang Bo-deng, speaking to reporter Sarah White in Sydney.